This is the Well, Well, Well podcast with Cassandra and Britt, episode 31, Daily Affirmations, or Mantras, or Intentions, or whatever you want to call them. We are so excited to talk to you today about why we should take time for daily affirmations, how to get past the discomfort of sweet-talking yourself, and what affirmations are working for us in specific situations. Whether you're listening to this right before the holidays or another time, we think we've got some affirmations for you.
Well, 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 welcome to the podcast. We can't think of anything better than conversations with your friends about all the wellness.
Let's discuss what the gurus are saying and weave the good stuff into our lives.
We aren't experts, but we are your friends, and we are here with you.
We are so glad you joined us. Let's hook up on Instagram at the Well, Well, Well podcast for a little bit more well, well, wellness.
Hey!
Hey, girl.
I like that intro.
Well, sure. Thanks.
Tell them where we are.
Okay. So we are sitting in our cars, not in the same car though, sadly. I wish we were.
I do too.
I'm sitting at soccer practice of our daughters, but Ruby is not at soccer practice today. Cassandra's daughter is not at our practice today. So our girls aren't together, but we had already planned it in our mind that we were going to do this during soccer practice.
Yeah. So we were like, here's our time. It's from 5 to 6. And when Britt said she was in her car, I was like, I bet the acoustics in my car are excellent.
So Cassandra not only honored the commitment, even though her daughter didn't come to soccer, she got in a car just to take it to the next level.
I'm just sitting in my car inside my garage, pitch black.
I love it. Okay, good. So what are you drinking today, boo?
Oh, you know, I was just prepping dinner. So in preparation for this, I chopped all my veggies and stuff like that to make dinner. And I was just sipping on the Watermelon Wonder kombucha.
Which one is that? What brand?
Trilogy? I don't know what it is. It's the one that they have like at Costco and Trader Joe's. It's like the Synergy.
Yes, yes. Okay, awesome. Yeah, that's a really good one.
I love the Watermelon Wonder one. I think it's so good.
That is so yummy. Good. I also was doing a kombucha today, and I was back to the Dr. Brew Clear Mind kombucha. So good.
I got one of those bevies right in my fridge right now.
Yeah, it's a good one. Okay, good. So yeah. It sounded like we both needed a little kombucha in our lives today.
Yeah, sometimes at this time of the day, I'm like, as long as it doesn't have like too much caffeine in it, then I'm like, I need like a little gut help.
Yeah. Well, and I was coming off a weekend of a little indulgence. And so I felt like I needed a little gut health as well.
Yes, you wild woman. Let's jump in. The first thing we want to cover is why we should want to be better about doing daily affirmations and what exactly are they?
Okay.
Britt.
So affirmations are positive statements that can help you to challenge and overcome self-sabotaging and negative thoughts. So when you repeat them often and believe in them, which may take a little time, you can start to make positive changes.
Yeah. And we looked into a bunch of research about this, and there's evidence that a stronger sense of self-worth makes you more likely to improve your own well-being, which makes sense and seems a little bit obvious, but having a stronger sense of self-worth requires some daily practices that strengthen it. And we think affirmations is a really good one.
Yes, because we all kind of have a story about ourselves. We naturally form beliefs about ourselves. And often we base this on evidence of the things we have or have not done in our lives. So for example, if you're worried that you're not eating healthy enough or that you aren't qualified for a certain job or even a church calling or something, using affirmations to remind yourself of your values and the values you want to have can prompt you to change your behavior.
Right. Just today, I was talking to one of my best friends that we'll talk with on Instagram. Her name is Lacey Alderson, and she has a podcast as well, The Lacey Alderson Show. And she's a mental health expert. And she was going in for a job interview. And I was talking to her right before she went in, and she told me all these thoughts that she was having, and they were all nervous thoughts. They were all like, oh, what if I let somebody down? What if I embarrass the person who referred me to this interview? What if? And I was like, okay, so let's change all of those around. Because if she walked into that interview with those thoughts in her mind, she was not going to come across as the expert that she is. And she's incredible. And mind you, this is just her saying this. Like, there's never been an interview in her life that she hasn't just totally nailed and everybody is obsessed with her.
Right.
That doesn't happen. But it's interesting how you're saying it's like we're so into like self-deprecating and self-sabotage and all of these stories that we've told ourselves our whole life that I'm like, yeah, you can think all that stuff right now and say it to me, Lace, but you also know that it's a bunch of hogwash, as my dad would say.
Right. And it's kind of like, until she gets the job, it's hard for her to believe the story about herself of being the person that gets the job. But if she can walk in there with the affirmation that this is her job, then she's going to show up totally different.
Absolutely. So she told me a few of the thoughts and I said, okay, we're going to do some thought swaps. Okay.
Yeah.
So we swapped out some of those negative thoughts. We did a little bridge thought over to a nice clean thought swap, and they were affirmations. And I think that it really helped her go in more empowered.
Totally.
And you know, I'm not just making this up as a best friend to her. You know, there's also some good scientific evidence that says that self-affirmations have been shown to decrease health deteriorating stress. And also self-affirmations are linked to academic achievement by mitigating GPA decline in students who feel left out at college.
Wow. So, I mean, whenever science backs it, it just takes it to that next level, because some of this stuff seems like fluffy, what do you call it? Like woo-woo?
Yeah.
And when you get the science behind it, you're like, okay. So, I mean, it's clear.
The science has backed us up. It was on positivepsychology.com and they backed up all this research. It was pretty cool.
It's really cool. So it's a good practice, but I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it's kind of uncomfortable for me. It's kind of that thing where like taking compliments can be hard sometimes from other people. Like somebody gives you a compliment and you automatically want to tell them why they're wrong instead of just accepting the compliment. Yeah. And sometimes it's even trickier to really sincerely give one to myself.
Well, because you know why, it reminds you instantly of the daily affirmations with Stuart Smalley from SNL.
Oh.
Am I good enough? No. I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh my gosh.
That's why. Oh, with his cardigan, looking in the mirror.
Oh my gosh, I am so glad you're bringing this up. I am so glad you're bringing this up, because seriously, it has been so long since I've seen that. And some of you are going to be like, what the heck are these ladies talking about? We're really dating ourselves with this.
We are literally putting a timestamp on ourselves.
I actually think the reason we know about this too, maybe even, is because you had older siblings. I had older cousins. This is an older skit from SNL, but holy cow, Google it right now. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's so good. He looks himself in the mirror and he just says that so sincerely. I'm good.
And he does this smile it's exactly what I think of when I think of positive affirmations. And I'm like, it's creepy. I can't do it.
Right. Like if you imagine yourself looking yourself in the mirror and being like, and doggone it, people like me. I mean, come on.
Okay. Well, what you have to do is you have to Google Stuart Smalley from SNL with Michael Jordan. Because when he's telling Michael Jordan to do positive affirmations about being a fast basketball player and throwing the ball in the basket,
oh my gosh, it's so good. So go Google that immediately. But yes, it's exactly the point I'm making, is it's a little hard to take myself seriously.
Yeah.
It also kind of feels weird to say something that I don't really think is quite true based on the evidence of my past actions, you know?
Oh yeah. So there is a good quote from Marianne Williamson, and it is this: I'm better than I used to be, better than I was yesterday, but hopefully not as good as I'll be tomorrow. And I love this quote, not only because it's from Marianne Williamson, who is like just a total goddess to me. But I think it can help get the perspective right. It's not like a weird delusional thing. It's just a plan to get better each day.
Right. That seems a lot more. If that's why you're doing it, it's not because you're living in a alternate reality. It's like, hey, trying to get a little better each day.
Yeah.
And that's easier for me for some reason to get my head around instead of doing the I'm good enough, I'm smart enough. Even if my intentions or my affirmations sound like that, if they're a little cheesy like that, the whole purpose of it is just to help me get a little better each day. And that actually reminds me of another quote by Mel Robbins, who I love. Oh, I love Mel Robbins.
Another fave of ours.
Yes. She said, there will always be someone who can't see your worth. Don't let it be you.
That is so true. Think of how easy it is to see that amazingness and the potential in your friends or your kids, and yet they have to believe it in themselves to actually take action. But I think we can really inspire each other by seeing the awesomeness in our loved ones or even in strangers and telling them. It can make it that much easier to believe it in yourself if someone believes in you. Kind of like going back to Lacey and I'm like, what are you talking about? Everybody around you is like, you're an incredibly intelligent woman. You're incredibly capable.
Right.
You don't let anybody down.
Yeah. It's like, you need to be reminded by somebody who can see you for what you are. And it is true. Like, even strangers, sometimes you just like want to tell them like, hey, you are the most amazing barista I have had in a long time or whatever, you know.
What coffee shop are you talking about, Britt? Who's your barista?
Well, you know, if somebody can whip me up a mean matcha.
I know. I know. They're used for life.
With like a little pretty artistic swirl on the top. I mean, they deserve some credit. They should be given that affirmation that what they're doing every day is making a difference. And it really makes me want to give that to people and tell them what I'm seeing in them. So often we think those things, but we just don't say them, you know?
Yeah. I have a cousin who always, every time I'm with her, she compliments somebody wherever we are. Oh, I just wanted to tell you, you look so pretty today. I really love your shoes. And she's being 1,000% sincere, but she's done it for so long since we were kids that now as a mom in her 40s, it's just second nature to her. She's not even thinking about it. It's one of her spiritual practices.
Yeah. Ooh, it's such a beautiful thing. It's such a gift. And it's that whole thing where sometimes that's easier to give it to other people and than to give it to ourselves. And I definitely think that shouldn't stop us from giving it to other people. We should keep that up, but we should also find an allowance or some space to do that for ourselves too. So if you have a daily affirmation that you say to yourself, you might not really think it's true just yet. You might feel like you have to have some evidence to feel like that affirmation is true, but evidence really isn't required to say an affirmation.
Okay, so say that again, Britt. That's really good.
Evidence is not required to say an affirmation.
I like that. Thank you for giving me permission.
Mm-hmm. You betcha. Mm-hmm.
I think that this is a really important point. Let go of needing the evidence to prove the affirmation and just start saying it. Because really, you're not going to start becoming that great thing until you allow some space to start feeling like it's possible.
Right.
It is really believing you are all the things you want to be that fosters the growth. And this reminds me of a Gabby quote. We've got all the ladies in the house tonight.
I know. I know. Give it to me. I'm just sitting here like, give me that Gabby quote.
Yes. Marianne, Mel, Gabby. Let's go, ladies. Okay. So she says, I surrender this desire and I welcome guidance. Chills. And I think what she's really saying here is that when we are more faith-filled, we are less evidence-seeking and ultimately more open to change.
Yeah, I like want to pause right there again. And seriously, let's just let that soak in. When we're more faith-filled, we're less evidence-seeking. Yeah, it's so true. When you're surrendering a desire, you're letting go of the need for evidence while simultaneously opening up to guidance. Okay, so I've got one more quote for you. And now we're bringing a guy in, Muhammad Ali. And he said, it's the repetition of affirmations that leads to belief. And once that belief becomes a deep conviction, things begin to happen.
Oh, Muhammad, if we're going to bring one of these fellas in, he's the guy to do it. And don't worry, guys, because we know you're going to want these, and we're going to put these up on our Instagram. We're going to make a cute quote for you.
Yes, we are.
To share.
You betcha.
So let's talk about how we've set some personal affirmations for ourselves.
Yes.
I decided that for me, it would be most effective to think through some specific circumstances where I might really need an affirmation. For instance, here's some of my categories, okay? So I have a list in my phone of affirmations, and one of them is regarding going back to church.
Post-COVID, or as we kind of look on the horizon to go back.
Yeah. Kind of just really trying to go back in an intentional way.
Yes.
And how I want to show up for that, and taking all the things that I have felt like I have learned over these last several months.
Yes.
And using them for what I believe their purpose is, which is for growth and new direction. And I want to take that into my church experience post-COVID.
Yeah.
And see where that takes me. So yeah. I have a list of going back to church. I also have begun a list for the holidays. Mm-hmm. The holidays can be triggering for a lot of people. You know, you're dealing with relationships. You're dealing with possible travel. You're dealing with concern for loved ones who might be alone or isolated.
Financial stress.
Yeah. So many people are just struggling in many ways. And so the holidays, I have started some affirmations surrounding that. One of my biggest weaknesses is shopping. I probably say it in every episode. So I have a whole list of little affirmations that I say to myself when I get that like twinge of that I need to go shopping, or I need this, or I need that. I have a whole list of affirmations that I say to myself. I mean, is that pathetic or what?
But oh, it's good. Hey,
I'll do anything.
Know yourself. Yeah.
How about like gathering with friends? Sometimes we have some friends that are a little bit easier than others. Sometimes we just want to get our heads straight and show up as the people that we want to be for them. So yeah. I like that one when we're gathering with friends. And that's just a few of them. These are all things I love, and I just want to make sure I stay out of my own way so that I can enjoy them as much as possible.
Oh, I love these. I think they're so good. And I like the idea of affirmations for specific things rather than just general affirmations, even though both are awesome, of course. I really can't wait to hear some of yours in each of these categories because, I mean, I think, like you said, these are all categories of things that I love, totally that I love, but I also want to show up the way I want to show up at those things, you know, during those, yeah. In those different categories. I want to show up intentionally. And I think that heading into the holidays, we all might be facing some of our own negative qualities that really show up in these circumstances.
I mean, speak for yourself. Negative qualities that come out during the holidays? Not maybe. I'm completely kidding. I think that it's like I said before, there's definitely some triggers there.
Yeah. I mean, I love the way my cousin Cass talks about this because she references certain people. Instead of saying, I don't like that person, she says, I don't like myself when I'm with that person. Or instead of saying, don't like a certain gathering, she says, I don't like myself in those types of gatherings. And I love that because I feel like it's taking ownership for your own experience rather than playing the victim. And if we do what you're saying and we prepare ourselves with affirmations or intentions, we can really help ourselves out. So, okay, I'm ready to hear some of your examples of your affirmations for the holidays.
Okay, so I found that a lot of the ones I wrote for going back to church really worked with a little modifications for the holidays too. So I'll just read you my list.
Perfect.
I'm here to show up in love, not for the approval or admiration of others, church or holidays, right?
Yep.
I allow others to show up with their own unique connections to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have that for church, instead of to each other, it's connections to God. I always have something to learn. People have really good reasons for their passion. And I really like that one, Britt, that you helped me with and you helped clean it up for me, which is when somebody is talking about something passionately, which might be something that you disagree with, it's kind of nice to just tell yourself, like, hey, they have really good reasons for that. I'm sure of it. I disagree, but I really believe in them that they have good reasons for it.
Right. Totally. And maybe that one is even like kind of a I think it, we kind of have some crossover with like intentional thinking and affirmations. Maybe this one's more of like intentional thinking, but I really think it works for this. So I love it.
Yes. And then a great one for the holidays for a shopping affirmation is I am good with money. Just super clean and simple.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good. And so you start just telling yourself I'm good with money. And then lo and behold, you start becoming good with money. Fabulous.
Yeah, you kind of live up to this own belief you have about yourself.
So tell me the extra ones that we missed that are more specific to church, because I think those are really good. In our area, we're just starting to open up church. It's not full throttle just yet, but I know a lot of areas church is starting to open. So I think this is good to hear your...
Have you gone to church yet, Britt?
No.
Yeah, neither have we. Okay, so here's one of my favorite ones. It's the first one that I wrote. I'm here to serve God by serving others. I can hold space for big energy.
Ooh, that's that such can a good sometimes, one.
Yeah, that one can kind of go along with people have good reasons for their passions. Like if somebody is coming forward with something with a huge energy, sometimes you can allow that to deplete you, but no, I can hold space for that.
Yep. I need that one on my mirror.
Me too. I am a listener and an advocate to those who are marginalized. I am here to be peace and light, and that is a lot of work. Mm. I am imperfect, and so are they, and that is okay. My imperfections do not supersede those of others. I protect my energy and my husband's by being a shield of light.
Oh, please tell me that you're going to make a graphic of these. Because they are just so good.
I know. I just keep them in my notes under a little tab called affirmations. And so when I'm headed to wherever I'm headed, I just scroll through to my section and I'm like, oh, I'm going to church. This is how I want to show up. This is how I want to feel there.
Oh, I love it so much. Good. Okay. That's really good advice. I like having them in my notes in my phone too.
Okay. So what are yours then?
Okay, so I've gotten into a pretty good habit recently of writing 2 down a day. And definitely depending on what's on my to-do list that day, I will kind of rotate through different ones. There are certain ones that I do almost every day. The first one I'm going to tell you, I do pretty much every day. But then I kind of rotate through some of the other ones. So I'll just read you my list. I am filled with love for myself and others. I am productive and task-oriented. Mm-hmm. I bring the fun. I am a good listener to myself and others. I am not the chaos I feel in my mind. So those are my go-tos, but I also found some really good ones via Google that I feel like I'm going to adopt. So I'm going to just read you those because I think you guys might like those too.
And let me say too, I think if you're having a hard time figuring out what you would say or something, give it a Google and see what it comes up with. There are some pages that have some excellent affirmations, and I took some from Google too, and then I made them my own.
Right. It's like you kind of do a little googs, and then certain things resonate with you, and you think, you know what? Yeah. That works except for this little part, and just, you know, take the liberty of tweaking it.
I took some from the Googs and I took some from Jenna Rammel too, who did a post about it. And I took some of hers too and did a little tweaking. So if you like somebody else's, just borrow them and make them applicable to you.
Yeah. You know, Jody Moore is the I bring the fun. And I love that one.
And I would say that Gabby Bernstein would say that I bring joy.
Yeah. Or the universe has my back. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, right?
Right.
So, okay. So here's some Googs that I love.
Okay.
All of my problems have solutions.
Yes.
My challenges help me grow. Mm-hmm. Today is going to be a great day. I have courage and confidence. I stand up for what I believe in. Everything will be okay. These last three I think are so good. I am present. I love connection. And I am a great listener.
Oh, Britt, I love these so much. Guys, Aren't those great? I am just so excited about these affirmations. They really have changed so much for me. And I can't wait to hear what your affirmations are and how you incorporate them into your life. So we might just try doing them in the mirror, like Stuart Smalley from SNL, because come on now.
Yeah.
It's totally normal these days. It's he was off his rocker then.
Back then, it was very strange, but I mean, it ain't too weird these days, you know?
It's not the weirdest thing that's happening. That's for damn sure.
It really isn't that weird if you think about it. And however it works for you to do these, whether it's writing them down, whether it's saying them out loud, we're not trying to get you to feel like you're betraying yourself by having affirmations. Do them in a way that works for you. If writing is your way, if speaking is your way, if you want to look in the mirror, we are not going to mock you, okay?
We're not going to mock you, but can you tag us in your story of you doing it so we can watch you look in the mirror and do it?
Yes, please.
That's what I want.
Please do that. Okay, well, we're so glad you joined us, you guys, and we're going to transfer on over to our well-looky here.
Britt, what do you have today?
Okay, so what I have for you goes along with our theme today. It's called the 5-Minute Journal. My sister Paige sent it to me for my birthday, and it is by intelligentchange.com. You can get this little baby on Amazon, which we will definitely have linked in our show notes. But it's actually like a pretty book. I love having it sit on my nightstand, and it genuinely takes 5 minutes or less every day. And I have just committed to this, and I have a little moment right when I wake up to write down 3 things I'm grateful for, to kind of set some intentions for the day, to write a few affirmations. And then there's a little check-in you do at night. And I just feel like it's just a little commitment that I could give myself that, you know, I want to work out. There's a lot of things on my list that I would love to do every day, and I get to them as often as I can, but I always can have 5 minutes. I can always take these 5 minutes, and it really has made an impact for me. And so, yeah, just one of my new favorite things.
That's an amazing practice, Britt. I love that.
Tell me about yours.
Okay. So mine is just a little reminder to everybody. Last year, I talked about using the muslin bags for gift bags last year.
Yes.
And I just want to remind everybody to buy theirs now. So last year for the holidays, I went on Amazon and I bought muslin bags and some cotton bags and even some burlap bags.
Yeah.
And for my family in particular, I used those bags to house some of their gifts so that it was reusable. It was a little bit less trash and waste.
Yep.
And I loved doing it. And for some of their larger gifts or awkward shaped gifts, it was perfect.
Just like
it's just do them. Neutral. It goes with your house. It's just great.
It's like you could do the muslin bag and then tie it with a bow or something at the top. And then the bow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really the only thing you needed to buy for wrapping. And those things are reusable. You get a good bow. I mean, you can keep ribbon around.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I love that, Anj. Okay, well, thank you.
So, that's great. Yeah, it's just a little reminder. Get your muslin bags now.
Okay, I love it. All right, well, guys, thanks again for being with us. We think you are amazing. You are a superstar.
You are love and light. You are joy and peace.
Today is going to be a great day.
And you know what else I want to say to all these people, all of our little willies that are listening in here? What I want to say to you guys is, hey, thanks for sharing. You guys have really shared so much of our podcast with your friends, with your sisters, with people. And we just want to say thank you. It really does mean a lot. And the thing that means the most is that we have an understanding of what's resonating with you. And we are so just really grateful.
Yeah, really, really thankful. So, be well.
Be well.
Hey, Boo, can you leave us a review? It would be so nice of you. It helps us reach people who would enjoy it too.
Thank you.